This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is 8 past the hour 1, a big day for this radio station. Anytime regular season baseball returns to WCCO Radio, it is a day of enjoyment, and that's what's happening today. 2:30 pregame show right here on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO Radio. Our next guest, our friend Corey Provis, who's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's switching to the TV side. He will work with Justin Morneau today in Kansas City. Always a pleasure, my friend. Just one quick question on the transition, because you probably just talked out of it by this point. I want to talk more about the team. You've worked TV for a long time, you know, Big Ten Network before that, even last year when Dick was dealing with COVID at the start of the year. But now that it's official, that this is your gig full-time as a TV announcer, does it seem different today, or is it just another game where you're broadcasting the Twins and you just got to dress a little bit different? And you know the mechanics of the broadcast is different, but the prep really isn't any different.
So, certainly I have a different look about me today. Already people have been asking me, is that rented? Do you have a benefit tonight? But I am going to wear a jacket and tie today. And I do own, you know, a few jackets and a couple of ties. So I didn't need need anybody to tie my own tie. I was able to do that today. But so in terms of preparation, Chad,
would you consider an ascot?
No. I got to draw the line somewhere. That's not going to be my look. It just won't.
But I
am preparing. I told myself, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I probably don't need to write this down. I can't do it. I'm still prepping right now the same way as I would if I was doing the game on radio. I would imagine, though, a week from now, a month from now, that will be vastly different. This is just what I know and what I'm comfortable doing, and I don't want to. I'd rather you did games, Chad. I mean, you write down so much, and you maybe use 20% of it. And I'd rather do it that way, as opposed to being like, "Darn it! If I was doing radio, I'd have this number ready." But because I'm on a different medium, you know, I don't.
That's it.
So that's the way I'm going about it today.
Part of my respect for you, and it's high, is you're great at that. It's still a pet peeve of mine, broadcasters, because, you know, we put in a lot of work for these games, and broadcasters decide, you know what, I worked on this nugget, so I'm working this in no matter what. Pre-game, you can do that. The game then dictates if this nugget, if this piece of information applies. And so if you put in a lot of work, you wait for the game to let that information become available to you, and you're great at that. Okay, let's switch to the game itself, because I know your time is limited. I think the surprise to some of us in the lineup is not Ryan Jeffers in the lineup. That's a given, especially against a lefty. But Jeffers hitting second. What's your reaction to that?
First time in his career ever starting a game in the number two hole. He's hit there before, you know, pinch hitting the way the lineups kind of fluctuate. But today marks his first ever start, you know, hitting in that spot. I think it goes back to the season he had last year. He crushed left-handed pitching. His slugging was well over league average against left-handed pitching. So I think that played into it. I just think the spring he had, and I'm not one that goes too much into spring training, but the guy, you know, put up, you know, big numbers despite going through a family tragedy, which I'm sure you've heard about and read about, and we'll get into a little bit today. It's just an awful situation with what his wife kind of put on Instagram, his wife Lexi, and they lost a child, you know, very, very prematurely. So it's a lot has gone on in this man's life on the field, but more importantly off the field. But he's in a good space. He's in a good frame of mind where he's at right now. But I think getting back to your original point is that he's hitting second today because he was really good last year. He crushed left-handed pitching. He's been great in camp, and I think that's why he's hitting in that two spot today.
This team has an obvious leadoff hitter when Edward Julian is in the lineup, right? When he's going to face right-hand pitching. Because it's a lefty today, it turns out it's Byron leading off. Is this going to be fluid in this area like Rocco normally is? Did you think it'd be Santana? Are we just uncertain, you know, who would lead off and where? You knew Byron would be near the top, but did you think he'd be leading off?
No, I thought that Carlos Santana was going to lead off because he's good at drawing walks. And I thought, here's a, you know, a young starter today in Cole Reagans, his first opening day start, that I thought, all right, how's the command? The emotion's going to be game one, that I thought maybe Santana would make more sense just to get that, you know, get that pitch count up a little bit early. And then maybe we see a more passive, you know, Twins team to see if this guy can throw strikes and then be able to harness those emotions. Well, you know, Rocco's going for, you know, but based on what he saw. And I think what he saw was that Byron Buxton checked every single box, Chad, during spring training. I think with how he played, how he moved, his attitude. And I think that to me was, I'm sure, Rocco's biggest question going into the year. Mm-hmm. What am I going to get? And I think he has to be thrilled, as we all are, that Byron passed all of those tests and he's ready to go. He's going to play his first big league game in center field, Chad, today, in 584 days at the big league level. I mean, it's been 584 days since he last played a big league game in center. So he's bad leadoff today. We're all guessing if he's going to swing at the first pitch. I think he will. I think he's looking for a 97-mile-an-hour heater, and he's going to let that thing fly. We'll find out in a few hours.
Our friend Corey Provis is with us. Twins baseball back on CCO. Chris Atterbury with the call. Corey worked with Justin Morneau on TV on Bally's. Okay. Oblique strain. Corey, as someone who's been around sports my entire life, when an athlete has an oblique strain and they tell me it's 2 weeks, I think 4 weeks. If they tell me 4 weeks, I think it's 2 months. What's the concern level with Duran and the oblique strain since he's starting the year on the injured list?
I think it's high because it's not mild. I mean, let's go back to what the official diagnosis is. It's a moderate oblique strain. So I think April's, I would be shocked if he does anything in April. I think you're looking into May, you know, mid-May, maybe. That's kind of, I think, best-case scenario. But there is no reason to rush this, because if they rush this back, if he re-aggravates it, then who knows, it may be over for him, you know, before we really get into the meat of the season. So they are not going to rush this back. They're going to take some time. He's still in Fort Myers, as are some of the other injured players right now. And so not just the injury healing on its own. Now, he's not a starting pitcher, doesn't have to build up that kind of workload, but still he's going to have to kind of do camp over again. He's going to have to build up again and think about all the steps with, you know, throwing bullpens, you know, facing live hitters, get into some minor league games. All that's going to take some time. So if Jawan Duran is at least, you know, at the end of April, if he's pitching in some minor league games or if he's doing those things, then I think you can start to say, okay, we can now really set the timeline as to when he's going to be back. But until that happens, until he gets on the mound, plays catch, throws a bullpen, and is able to leave the next day or that day without any discomfort, I don't even know how you could even put a time frame on it right now until he starts those necessary steps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Last question, I'll let you go. So, no Duran, no Thielbar, the relief pitcher, Topa, is that right? And am I forgetting his name?
Yeah, he's
right
out
now.
Too. Yeah, Justin Topa.
He's out too. No Sonny Gray, obviously, moved to St. Louis. This team last year, the calling card was stay durable with the starters, have Pablo, Sonny. Joe Ryan, very good parts of the year. Bailey Ober, very good parts of the year. And the bullpen you could count on most of the time. What's your concern level with this pitching staff now compared to the pitching staff you saw that was very good in September and especially good in October?
I feel good about the rotation. I feel good about the starting five. I think the depth will be tested, you know, certainly as the season plays out. Yes, last year, Chad, the Twins used 10 starters. The big league average was about 12.5. The year before, they used 14. So I think what Sonny and Pablo did last year was remarkable. They combined for, 65, 68 starts, whatever it was. That's incredible. So can Joe Ryan do that? Can Bailey Ober do that? Bailey, a guy that got through healthy for the first time in his career last year as well. You know, I think Louis Varland has the makeup just physically. He's a bull. I mean, he's strong. I mean, he's a guy that I don't worry too much about physically. You know, Chris Paddock, they're certainly going to be watching coming back from his injury. So I feel good about the starting five. Beyond that, you know, Simeon Woods Richardson looked great at camp. He's going to begin at AAA, but the depth is certainly going to be tested when a starter or two goes down. To me, what's worth watching with the Twins bullpen to begin the year, Jacks and Stewart, or Stewart and Jacks, eighth, ninth inning, that's going to be fine. But now the ad-libbing in between, you know, Pablo's not going nine innings today. You know, Pablo maybe goes five, maybe goes six. But then the guys that Rocco and Pete Mackey and Colby Suggs, they're going to use probably as that in that hybrid kind of role, that bridge role before you get to Jacks and Stewart. These are going to be guys that probably when spring training opened up were not going to be asked to be in those spots. So that's the one area I think worth watching here early on until they get Thielbar back, until they get Topa back, that those bridge guys, those setup guys, that fifth, sixth, seventh inning role, that to me is going to be worth watching here because it's not just going to be one or two guys.
Thank you, sir. Have a great call. Know you will, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Chad. Thanks, buddy.
Corey Provis on Bally's with Justin Morneau, Chris Atterbury, and Dan Gladden right here on the home of the Twins, CCO. Before we go and I tell you about Pella, okay, give me your one word to describe how you feel about the impending, and I mean it's pending, Dave. I don't know, is it impending or is it pending right now? You know? It's close, man.
Are you referring to the season itself?
Yeah.
It's
right
not,
there.
It's not pending. It's happening. It's impending. It's looming.
When do you go from pending to impending?
I think pending would mean it still hangs in the balance whether it's going to happen or not. Impending means we've got – it's kind of like a Timberwolves sale. It was impending. Now it's more pending.
Or a Timberwolves controversy is always impending, right?
Correct.
I mean, you don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something.
Yes.
So give me your one word – to describe your feelings for this upcoming Twins season. This upcoming season, which is, heck, less than 2 hours away. Give me your one word. Or if you want to elaborate, you want to go multiple words, you can. Your one word to describe your thoughts on this upcoming Twins season. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.